Greetings and salutations. Hello, friend. Thanks for pressing play on this episode of the Brassy Broadcast. If this is your first time here, let me introduce myself. I'm Jen Eads. I'm a musician, a student of the creative universe, and a curious girl full of questions. I'm also the head broad in charge at the Brassy Broadcasting Company, where I partner with good people of all kinds to produce podcasts that put them in the ears, heads, and hearts of new audiences. I also make podcasting tutorial videos to help my DIY brothers and sisters tighten up their workflow and make better sounding podcasts. You can find those at youtube.com/ Jen Eads Brassy, or just click the hot link in the show notes. And Eads is spelled E-D-D-S. I know the spelling goes against any and all pronunciation rules you've ever learned. So I promise I won't get mad if you say Eads. I just want you to find me out on YouTube. And Instagram is my jam. I'm having a ball with the filters and the stories and sharing what goes on behind the scenes into my music, podcasting, and adventuring. You can find me there at Brassy Broad Jen, one N in Jen. Let's hang. I'm changing it up a little bit in this episode. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you know that this is my personal podcasting petri dish. I love experimentation and alliteration. You are hearing it here first. The Brassy Broadcasting Company will soon be launching a new podcast called The Brassy Roadcast. Friends, we are taking this show on the road, and my wife, Beth, will be co-hosting with me. What's it like to vacation around the country, exploring national parks, tourist traps, and truck stops with your parents and in-laws in their RV? Well, we're going to find out. And you're invited to come along for the ride. We'll also be sharing insights, highlights, and shenanigans from our RV adventures. What to see, what to avoid, where to eat, which is always important, and the hidden treasures that we discover off the beaten path. Beth and I will also be podcasting about our non-RV adventures. There's just so much to experience in this beautiful world. I hope you'll come along with us. I used our adventure this week to southern Indiana as an opportunity to test out my new podcasting equipment on the road. You're going to hear some of that later in this episode. I'm calling this episode Guitars to Golf Clubs, Adventures in Lifelong Female Empowerment. I taught a songwriting workshop at Girls Rock Indianapolis Camp on Monday, and I spent Tuesday and Wednesday at the inaugural Senior LPGA Championship at the Pete Dye Course in French Lick, Indiana. And then I was back helping out at Girls Rock Indie Showcase on Saturday. I had the opportunity to watch these young women from camp blow minds and melt faces with original songs that they wrote during camp. The room was packed and these ladies were on fire. See, it's been a whirlwind week of adventure around inspiring kick-ass women of all ages. I've been fortunate to be involved with Girls Rock Indianapolis Camp every year since it started. Big love to the women that put this camp together years ago. It's been a thrill to watch it grow. Girls Rock Indianapolis is a 501c3 not-for-profit that hosts a summer camp for girls, including female-identified and trans youth, ages 9 to 16 years old, teaching young women positive self-esteem and self-expression through music education and mentoring. Every year, without fail, I'm blown away by the courage, curiosity, and willingness to try that fuels these campers. I'm inspired, and truth be told, maybe a little envious of their ability to create hooks that get stuck in my head. These gals would give Taylor Swift a run for the money. Some of these young rock and rollers didn't even play their instrument of choice before camp started. Now, how do you feel about the BS excuses you've been feeding yourself lately about getting out of your comfort zone? My purpose here is not to shame you about playing it safe, but to provide a little motivation. Standing on a stage in front of a room full of people can be scary stuff. Try burying your soul in a song that you wrote, a song that has lived in the world less than a week. These young women are fierce. I know you're fierce too. I want you to tag me at Brassy Broad Jen on Twitter or Instagram and let me know what fierce step you take outside your comfort zone this week. I don't care if it's a failure of epic proportions or just the tiniest of baby steps. Make it happen and share it with me. Now let's shift gears and talk about the inaugural senior LPGA tournament at the Pete Dye course down in French Lick, Indiana. Yes, we have a town in Indiana called French Lick, and at one time, there was a liquor store just outside of town called French Liquors. It was my favorite place to stop for supplies on our way to Patoka Lake. Son of a... I'm a terrible golfer. I can't get off the tee to save my life. My pitching wedge is the only club in my bag that I can use with any accuracy at all. So at least that makes me kind of handy in a scramble. But that's about it. Back in the day, when I first started playing, I couldn't make it through a round without turning into a total pouty-faced evil little troll that you wouldn't want riding in your cart. Actually, you would have wanted to push me out of the cart and speed away. I had ridiculous, unrealistic expectations for how I should be playing, and that made it not fun for anyone. After a few come-to-Jesus conversations with Beth regarding my unrealistic expectations and behavior, and the threat that she would never ever play with me again if I didn't change my trollish ways, I've grown to enjoy the game and the sheer beauty of the courses. Because let's be honest, a bad day on the golf course is still better than a good day at work. Now here it is, the new and different part of the podcast. This is where the experimentation comes in as I start to figure out how to structure the new podcast. I want to share conversations with the people that we encounter on our adventures and give you the skinny on what was super cool as well as anything that super sucked and that you should avoid. Joining me to share some of their thoughts on our 2 days at the tournament are friend of the show Sherry and Beth, who we also call the mayor because she never meets a stranger and ends up becoming the mayor of wherever we happen to be. And since she'll also be co-hosting the new podcast with me, I thought she needed a little practice time on the mic. Hey, this is Jen recording from our fabulous room at the Comfort Inn and Suites in French Lick, Indiana, as we recap our adventures at the Senior LPGA Championship yesterday at the Pete Dye course, which is absolutely gorgeous. Now, the fun of this podcast recording is that it's happening in our hotel room. So there are background hotel noises. So I'm just warning you. But I had a great time yesterday because it was just fun. This Pete Dye course is gorgeous. And I'm a terrible, horrible golfer. And I don't even know who all of the ladies are. But Beth and Sherry, who are with me for this adventure, keep me in the loop and informed about exactly what is going on. And we might have seen some of the cool lady golfers at breakfast at the hotel this morning. This is our friend Sherry, friend of the show, Sherry, who will be part of some of our travel adventures. Say hi, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. No, hi. Thank you. I'm very pleased to be here and on this adventure. What a professional setup you have here. I'm really impressed.
Sherry, what was your favorite part of our adventures at the golf course yesterday?
Boy, where do I begin? The whole event is just magical. It takes place on a magical Pete Dye course in French Lick, Indiana, which you feel like you're stepping back into time. So it's a time-space adventure. And you're on top of the mountain, and this course is just absolutely beautiful and breathtaking. And the thing that makes it extra special is here there's women, the legends of golf, that are actually playing this so challenging course. I mean, it will break anyone's game. And so if you don't know how to play the course, you will totally be sidetracked by the hills and the mountains and the sand traps and just the tough greens. And it's only a task for champions. And the fact that these women, you know, they're okay. I'm middle age. What's middle age? But I just like saying legends because they've been playing this game for over 30 years. And just to have the skills and the concentration to master this course, it's great golf to witness. It's a treat to see these women play.
All right, Sherry, thanks for making your inaugural appearance on the Brassy Roadcast. And we look forward to having you back for more adventures.
Thank you.
Now let's hear from Beth. And it's my great pleasure to, oh gosh, honey, this is the first time I've actually talked to you for the podcast, for the Brassy Roadcast, because you are my faithful co-host now. How does it feel to be co-hosting a podcast?
Well, based on the fact that I am sitting in the presence of an award-winning podcaster, I'm slightly intimidated and a bit overwhelmed, but I will try to rise to the occasion.
I'm super excited that we are co-hosting this podcast together. And I've already interviewed our first friend of the show, Sherry. That's her official title, is friend of the show, Sherry. Do you think that's appropriate?
I think that's a great moniker for Sherry.
Or we could call her Sherry with a hookup, because she always manages to hook up some amazing things that just make our adventures even better.
It never fails. Whenever you're with Sherry, there's going to be something that's going to happen. Whether you're going to want to talk about it later or not, there's always adventure.
So tell me, Beth, what was your favorite part of our first day out yesterday at the golf tournament?
It certainly had to begin with the Bloody Marys. I mean, that's kind of the, you know, history that we're following with this particular tournament. It's tradition, if you will. So I enjoyed that part of it. I would have to say my most favorite part is the accessibility to the players.
What are you most excited about today, Beth?
To be able to be so close to some women that I watched playing golf when I was, you know, in my teens and early 20s, and just thinking, hey, could that possibly be me? And then realizing I didn't have that kind of skill, but just to be up close and personal watching these greats of golf play.
As I mentioned, I'm a terrible golfer, and I don't yet fully understand the nuances of the game. But you don't need to be good or fully understand it to enjoy the sheer beauty of this Pete Dye course. The rolling hills and the trees of southern Indiana provide a beautiful landscape and make for a challenging course. I wanted to share with you my three big highlights of our experience. Number one is the people. People in southern Indiana are nice. Yes, I admit, I'm totally biased, having grown up down in Vincennes in southern Indiana, but it's true. We have met some of the most lovely people at this event. Now, I'm not the one that's usually doing the talking. I'm the introvert at this party. I think Beth has talked to me written on her golf hat. She doesn't know a stranger, and I'm convinced that friend of the show Sherry could strike up a conversation with a brick wall. So I'm bound to meet some people while running around with these gals. We had the opportunity to reconnect with folks that we met last year when we were down for the practice rounds of the LPGA Legends event. And some of these fine folks are the people that play a huge role in making this event happen. They have a passion for golf and for women's golf and have put together a spectacular event that is now a major tournament. I look forward to seeing them every year because this event will be happening for the next 5 years. I also want to give a shout out to the volunteers. You can't put on a giant event like this and have it be a smashing success without the help of dedicated volunteers. Everyone was super nice and top-notch. The second highlight for me was accessibility. Unlike the men's tournaments, you can actually get close enough to see your favorite golfers on the course and practicing on the driving range and the putting green. The players were genuinely happy to talk to fans and sign autographs when they were done. As far as I'm concerned, accessibility is the secret sauce for attracting new fans and players to golf. As I've mentioned, I don't have the sharpest golfing skills, but now I'm inspired to pull out my clubs and start swinging. Big shout out to Rosie Jones and her caddy, Carrie. They were so nice when they came off of 18, stopping to sign autographs and take pictures with us. Carrie even asked friend of the show, Sherry, how her mom was doing because she remembered meeting her at a previous event. Who does that? Well, LPGA golfers and their caddies. That's who. And the nerdy entrepreneur in me was admiring Rosie's hustle as she signed autographs on coasters for her sponsor, Dirty Girl Cocktail Mixes. That was brilliant. So you can bet that I'll be tuning in to watch these LPGA Legends players anytime I see them on TV. You know why? Because they were nice and engaging. Growing your fan base ain't rocket science, people. It's really that simple. Now let's talk facilities and amenities, because these will definitely be a focus of our Brassy Roadcast conversations. Now, I haven't played many fancy, beautiful golf courses because I have no business littering them with my lost balls and divots. But I've seen some on TV, and I think you would be hard-pressed to find one as beautiful as this course. I've included a link in the show notes where tournament winner Trish Johnson talks about how much she loves this course. So don't take my word for it. Listen to Trish. The devil is in the details for creating an exceptional experience. Here are two details that super impressed me. The first one, the fancy porta potty. Now snicker if you will, but when you have to go, the bathroom facilities can significantly impact your experience, especially on a hot Indiana day. And this was a lovely and conveniently located porta potty right outside the VIP tent at the 16th hole. And I can't even express how much I appreciated the water stand near the first hole that had free ice down bottled water. And a volunteer also came driving by on a golf cart, passing out bottled water. It was oppressively hot on Wednesday, and I loved the proactiveness of making sure that spectators were hydrated. Again, a detail. But these little details add up to create an exponentially better fan experience, and it makes me want to come back and bring all of my friends to support this event. Now, if you walk up the hill to the mansion to get a Bloody Mary, be sure to step outside and take in the view. It's absolutely breathtaking. The creative muse showed up in the wee early hours Wednesday morning while I was trying to sleep at our hotel. She usually shows up with a song. This time she said, "Hey, Jen, you should do your next podcast about your adventures this week and how they both involve female empowerment." So I got my phone out, wrote the idea down, let the wheels turn for a bit, and then finally got back to sleep. In addition to the common theme of empowerment, both events also share passionate communities. You could see it with the golfers and the volunteers at French Lick. It's impossible to pull off events and rock and roll camps without the support of our communities. I experienced it firsthand at Girls Rock Camp. I look forward to reconnecting with my other volunteer friends at camp every year. This is sometimes the only time we actually get to see each other all year long. What I love about music and golf is that you can enjoy both for a lifetime as either a spectator or an active participant. You don't have to be the best at either to enjoy the activity. In fact, you can be not very good at all. I'm a much better musician than golfer, but that doesn't keep me from getting out on the course. This week, I witnessed young women at the early stages of learning a musical skill that they can enjoy for the rest of their lives. They were empowered to express their feelings and share their ideas. Watching these trailblazing women of the LPGA, who have spent a lifetime devoted to their passion for golf and honing their skills to become the best in the game, was also incredibly empowering and inspiring. That course was filled with pioneers of women's golf that raised the bar. I was struck by their commitment to be back on the putting green after finishing up their rounds for the day, working to play better the next day. Now, the chances of becoming a world-famous musician or LPGA golfer are slim, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't follow your passion for music or golf. I'll never be an LPGA golfer. And the Magic 8 Ball said, ask again later, when I posed the question about my ability to write a hit song. Regardless of my skill level for either activity, this week I feel incredibly inspired and empowered. That word just keeps coming back. But I'm inspired and empowered by the women of all ages at various stages in pursuit of their passions. I can't wait to pick up my guitar and my golf clubs to get out there and have some fun. And I invite you to do the same. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Brassy Broadcast. If you dig the show, please share it with a friend. Tell somebody about it. Shout it from the mountaintops or Twitter tops. You can follow my podcasting and musical adventures on Instagram and Twitter at BrassyBroadJen with one N. Thanks for listening. Now get out in the world and do some good.